It is time for the last talk of the day. Remy is unfortunately sick, but Peter is going to take over because he worked with Remy on this project on
yes.
Making the NSDIS actually fit on like tiny devices with not a lot of CPU and memory. So enjoy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. As Peter said, I worked with Remy on this project. This slide deck was written by him and focuses on the bits he did. I will just try to get through them as well as I can. What is DNSDIS? Who here knows what DNSDIS is? Who doesn't? Okay, a couple of people. DNSDIS is a DNS proxy. I think there's a diagram. Right, so most people deploy it like this. You have a bunch of clients. These might be laptops or resolvers on the internet. They speak to DNSDIS, which load balances traffic to a bunch of backends. This is the common DNSDIS deployment model in ISPs and hosters, etc. However, DNSDIS can also sit on the client end. Imagine in this case DNSDIS living on your laptop or on your home router or whatever, talking to a backend resolver somewhere out there, your ISP or Quad9 or whatever. And it is that use case for which DNSDIS on a router might make sense.